Changing the Ten Commandments? An Ask Father session with Father Albert Callio. Protestants have altered the Ten Commandments, both in their numbering and in their meaning. Hence, when they look at Catholic teaching, they erroneously accuse the Catholic Church of having changed God's commandments. Nothing could be further from the truth. A study of Christian history, the Church Fathers, the doctors of the Church, clearly show the consistency and continuity in Catholic tradition. Father Albert addresses the issue of misinterpreting the Second Commandment. After his explanation, I address the issue of misnumbering the Ten Commandments.
Welcome to another episode of Ask Father, brought to you by the Fatima Center. I'm Father Albert, a traditional Dominican priest. Here's the question asked to us today from Patty. How can the Catholic Church dare to change the Ten Commandments? Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 to 7, is very clear and specific with much detail. Thou shalt not make to thyself a graven thing. God lists all the levels of his creation. He decrees blessings and curses and emphasizes his might and divine jealousy. When I tell Catholics they are missing this commandment, they look stunned. Well, Patty, we're going to respond to you simply by quoting from the Douay Rheims Bible, the edition, the translation in English of the Vulgate, which is the Catholic Bible. And the editor has put a note here on this text to explain the Catholic position on this question that you ask. I'll just read what he says. All such images or likenesses are forbidden by this commandment, as are made to be adored and served. According to that which immediately follows, thou shalt not adore them nor serve them. So that's the next verse which Patty left out. What our Lord is prohibiting here is that images and likenesses be adored or served. It's not the images themselves that are condemned. So the Douay Rheims goes on to explain. That is, all such as are designed for idols or image gods or are worshipped with divine honor are forbidden. And he goes on. But otherwise, images, pictures, or representations, even in the house of God and in the very sanctuary, so far from being forbidden, are expressly authorized by the word of God. And it goes on to quote the 25th chapter of the same book of Exodus, verse 18, which says, thou shalt make also two cherubims of beaten gold on the two sides of the oracle. So in the same book of Exodus, God commands that images be made and be put on one either side of the Ark of the Covenant. Similarly, in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 8 to 9, we read, and the Lord said to Moses, make a brazen serpent and set it up for a sign. Whosoever being struck shall look on it shall live. Moses therefore made a brazen serpent and set it up for a sign, which when they that were bitten looked upon, they were healed. And as I'm sure Patty knows, our Lord himself refers to this serpent and identifies himself in a certain way to this serpent, being fixed to the cross, and all those who looked upon him are healed. So Patty should read her Bible more carefully, and she would not be confused by these ideas that the Protestants have put out, as if the Bible condemned images in themselves. What it condemns is adoring these images, which people used to do, and that's why it was condemned in the Old Testament. But obviously we don't see many people doing that today. It's not a matter of adoring images, it's simply that Catholics use images to lift their hearts to God, because we're corporal beings. We know God through our senses. We have to start with our senses to lift our minds up to God. So that's what the Church has always done. And even in the Old Testament, God commanded that it be done. So I invite you to send your questions to the Fatima Center. Please also consider making a donation to the Fatima Center so that it can continue to make the message of Fatima known. God bless you.
Protestants also changed the numbering of the commandments. Christian tradition can be read in the Church Fathers or easily verified in a work by St. Thomas Aquinas, titled Collationes in Decem Preceptis, or Explanation of the Ten Commandments. He wrote this in the 13th century, 300 years before the Protestant Revolution. A translation in English by Joseph Collins, 1939, can be found online. The Ten Commandments are found in Exodus chapter 20. Verses 2 through 6 comprise the first commandment, which deal with the truth that there is only one God, and man is to have no false gods. Verse 7 is the second commandment, not to take God's name in vain. Protestants, however, limit the first commandment to verses 2 and 3, which, when read in context, are incomplete. They then turn verses 4 through 6 into their second commandment, in order to say that there is an entire commandment dedicated to graven images. But as Father Albert explained, God's commandment regarding graven images is connected to the truth that there is only one God, and we must worship Him. God does not permit that we worship false gods, nor the graven images which represent those false gods. All that is the first commandment, and of course, the most important of the ten. Catholics then understand the ninth commandment to prohibit the coveting of a neighbor's spouse, which corresponds to the sixth commandment. The sixth commandment prohibits the acts. The ninth prohibits even the thoughts and desires which lead to the act. There's a sound understanding here of human nature, namely that sin is first fostered internally before it manifests itself externally. Similarly, the tenth commandment prohibits the coveting of a neighbor's goods, which corresponds to the seventh commandment. Again, the tenth commandment prohibits even the thoughts, the envies, and the covetousness which lead to stealing and related injustices. Protestants, however, combine the ninth and tenth commandments into just one. This becomes their tenth commandment. And then all their other commandments are off by one. For example, for Catholics, the fourth commandment is to honor father and mother. Protestants call that the fifth. Catholics call the fifth, thou shalt not kill. Protestants make that the sixth. With this new numbering, Protestants lose the correlation of sixth and seventh to ninth and tenth. More importantly, they lose the distinction between persons and things. The sixth and ninth commandments deal with persons. The seventh and tenth, which are lower in hierarchy, deal with objects. We are not to confuse the two. Persons are made in the image and likeness of God. A great evil is that persons are objectified. Sin leads us to objectify people. People can commit great evils against each other, such as we see in communism, in atheistic systems, evolutionary systems, attacks upon the family, and certainly in the unnatural vice agenda, when persons and objects are equated. If people are treated as objects, as cogs in a machine, as being therefore the prideful self-interests of another, or for the selfish pleasures of another, or for the personal ambitions and aims of another, then terrible human atrocities become possible, such as genocides, concentration camps, gulags, the mutilation of our bodies, even of children, and the mass murdering of millions, including abortion, which is nothing less than the offering of our children upon satanic altars, because we refuse to see them as persons. These are all, of course, lies which Our Lady came at Fatima to warn us about, These are heirs of Russia. And they have now spread throughout the world because we have failed to obey Our Lady. However, a first step going down this path, albeit surely unintentional, was to conflate Commandment 9 and 10, eliminating the distinction between person and object in the very commandments issued directly by God and faithfully transmitted throughout the centuries by Holy Mother Church. Commandments 9 and 10 had to be combined by Protestants because they split the first commandment into their first and second commandments, essentially creating a new commandment solely focusing on a supposed prohibition against any and all images. They did this because of their own errors directed against proper Catholic worship, which is the right and fitting worship of God, the one sacrifice of the eternal Son of God. Truly, no one should dare change God's commandments, nor the sacred traditions transmitted by the Church, nor the word or meaning of the sacred scriptures as transmitted by the same Church, the mystical body of Christ, which is the only ark of salvation. Thank you for supporting the Fatima Center, and may God bless you. This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. To send Father a question, or to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website at fatima.org or call us at 1-800-263-8160. It is our prayer that by the intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, this answer may help you to know, love, and serve God better. Holy Moses and all the patriarchs, pray for us.